Good evening, a belated good evening. Well, I think it's still evening technically, but we're going to go with that anyway. Good evening, you filthy truckers, and welcome to Hutton Orbital Radio. I am Dick Chafing, and tonight, just for once, Rudolph is here, but he's lost his voice. Which might be a good thing. He was shouting, "Squee!" so much he strained himself. Anyway, in tonight's news. Hutton finally fights against itself. Our investment succeeds. Strange sandcastles appear in space. Passengers head for Hutton. New defenses for truckers is announced. First tonight, in fantastic news, our forces, aided by Dark Echo, the Diamond Frogs, and Paladin Consortium, engaged our own forces in Kappa One Seti, and we gave ourselves a dolly good hiding, and in fact a good drubbing as well. We engaged ourselves with gusto, shooting ourselves, and, we need ourselves up. We shot ourselves, we hit ourselves in the knackers repetitively, and overnight we managed to get into a losing situation in the war against the leaders of Kappa One Seti. That will most definitely teach us a lesson. Whilst our international whilst our internal struggles were going on, we managed to complete the period of investment following our latest failed expansion. This means that the next time we expand, oh boy, will it be a big one. The Big Kahuna, the Whopper with cheese, the double-decker bacon stack Glasgow burger with added black pudding, haggis, deep-fried, everything in batter. Yes! Our next expansion from WISE 0855-0714 will be to a far-flung place, and definitely not Sol, which is just next door. Leading into the Galnet Roundup later, which is bound to talk lots about strange goings-on out there in the galaxy. A series of strange planet-based sandcastles have been found, with towers, mounds, a series of small walls, bits of broken pottery, and the corpse of Tony Robinson Crusoe. That last bit was a lie. Anyway, some people say that it's aliens. Others say it's from the lost 13th tribe of man. Some say that it's AI. Others that it's natural phenomenon caused by passing meteorites. Whichever. It looks sexy, and you can drive on it in your buggy and make mad-style jumps all over it. More on that later. Exciting news for explorers, truckers, and wannabe liner captains, complete with shiny uniforms and hats. The Beluga, a mighty white and very shiny ship, has been launched this week. Unsinkable, it is rumoured to be, and coincidentally with the addition of passenger cabins and extremely long security crews that make you take your belts off in many known stations. The sights of the galaxy are now available for Hutton truckers to truck mother truckers to in search of the history of mankind, or Donald Trump's missing star. Has anyone taken passengers to Hutton yet? Are you prepared for the inevitable board games of shuffleboard and space hockey time after time after time after time en route? Have you accidentally picked up Cecil? And are you putting up with his inane ramblings? Do let us know. And finally tonight, have you ever been concerned that your anaconda is underpowered, Let's try that one again. Have you ever been concerned that your Anaconda is underpowered in the anti-pirate department? Is your keelback missing a hard point? Does your beluga need that little something extra? Is your asp a little bit flopping? Fear not. I don't know if it fits that asp. You can now fit little insy-winsy teeny-weeny fighters to your ships that can buzz around and shoot things whilst you laugh maniacally and carry on trucking to Hutton with ne'er a care in the world. Yes, truckers everywhere are a little bit safer as a result of our new crew members. NPCs, we salute you and prepare to high-wake away without you. We'll catch you on the flip side. That was the Hutton News. I'm Dick. And he's still silent. And do stick around, because after this short musical break, which is a request from the spectacular Commander Baz, we will be back with more. Yeah, more. No, more. Definitely more. See you after these short tunes.